Coming up on episode number 352, it's the Throwing Muses cover story. Now, if you're not familiar with this alternative band from the early 90s, you might be familiar with some of the bands that were in the Throwing Muses family trees, such as The Breeders, Belly, even Kim Deal and the Pixies. And if you're not familiar with them, well, you'll still like tonight's show because we've got covers of Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, and Graham Parsons. All this, all of it, believe it or not, coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's August 9th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story, this time featuring the Throwing Muses. Now, this was a recommendation, a request, a suggestion, how about that, by Scott. And did Scott say where he was from? He did not. But Scott, this one's going out to you. Now, the Throwing Muses, I actually had to diagram this out on a piece of paper here. They were formed in 1983 by Kristen Hirsch and her half-sister Tanya Donnelly, who played guitars and also sang, as well as a few friends from high school. They broke up in 1992, and Tanya Donnelly went and formed The Breeders with Kim Deal, who was previously from the Pixies. Tanya Donnelly left the Breeders very shortly after that to form Belly, and Kim Deal formed the Amps, which she folded back into another version of the Breeders. So you'll be hearing various incarnations of all these bands that I've brought up here. But of course, we're going to get things started with the band that all this started from, Throwing Muses. Now, this comes from a 1990 album called Not Too Soon. It's a wonderful and beautiful cover of a Beatles song called Cry Baby Cry. Here are Throwing Muses.
Please hold enough to know better. Cry, baby, cry. Keep One, two. I was standing by the window on a dark and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling for to take my mother away. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Lord, I told thee, undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow. For the body you were taking, Lord, I hate to see her go. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home waiting in the sky.
Of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. Man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Yeah.
All right. Wasn't sure when to jump in on that one. That's Happiness is a Warm Gun, originally by the Beatles. They're covered by the Breeders from their album Pod, which came out in 1990. It's the band that Tanya Donnelly and Kim Deal from the Pixies formed. Before that, you heard Kristen Hirsch solo covering Can the Circle Be Unbroken? That comes from 1995's The Holy Single. And, of course, it's a cover of The Carter Family, kind of that original bluegrass band from 1926 in Virginia, made up of Alvin P. Carter and Sarah, his wife, and their sister-in-law, Maybelle. The Carter Family. Before that, we started off the set with The Throwing Muses. The show is about The Throwing Muses, or kind of about the family tree of The Throwing Muses, with their cover of Cry Baby Cry, another Beatles cover, kind of sandwiching that set. That comes from 1990's album Not Too Soon. Well, usually on a cover story, I play several bands covering a certain artist. On tonight's show, for the most part, it's the Throwing Muses family tree covering other artists. However, I did want to get one cover of a Throwing Muses family band, a splinter band, in tonight's show. And we're going to do that right now with Walter Bodega Band. This was a submission via email, and I loved it. Built it right into the show here. Sorry, I got distracted there. I'm throwing in right now a cover of The Breeders, Driving on 9. Again, this is the Walter Bodega Band.
Driving on 9, you could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving on 9, I should miss you past the motel, looking at the pine. Driving on 9. Maybe I passed it, I'll go another mile. Driving on 9. Driving on 9. Driving on 9. You'll sure look pretty, Dawson City, walking down the aisle. Driving on 9. Does your daddy have a shotgun? You know you said he'd never need one. I'll go another mile. Driving on 9. Driving on 9. Driving on 9.
Burrito number one. That's a cover of Graham Parsons performed there by Tanya Donnelly and Belly. Just love her voice. I really do, especially when she's doing the harmony like she's in that song. That comes from a CD single for the Belly song Geppetto, which was a big hit for him in 1993. Before that, you heard the Walter Bodega Band doing their cover of The Breeders' Driving on 9. That actually was sent in by a friend of the band, Bruce from Vancouver, BC, who actually played that as his wedding song. And being Canadian, he changed the lyrics slightly from Carson City to Dawson City, which is a very sweet and nice touch. Let's have another song from Belly. This one is a Jimi Hendrix cover. You'll all know it. This comes from the Stone Free album, which was a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. A bunch of different bands got together and put that one together. Great stuff on that. It's, you know, if you're going to start a collection of cover albums, it's one of the first ones you should start with. That one also came out in 1993. Here's Belly with Are You Experienced?
Thank you.
those songs that Led Zeppelin covered themselves, an old blues cover by Memphis Minnie. That's When the Levee Breaks, and it's performed there kind of as we somewhat opened the show with Roaring Muses and Kristen Hirsch solo. We're closing with Kristen Hirsch solo. That comes from the 1994 album Strings, When the Levee Breaks, originally by Led Zeppelin and Memphis Minnie. Before that, actually originally by Memphis Minnie, covered also by Led Zeppelin. Before that, Are You Experienced? Well, have you ever been experienced? That's Belly from the Stone Free tribute to Jimi Hendrix from 1993. And like I said, it's an excellent, excellent cover album to start with if you don't already have it. But that is going to close things out for tonight's show. A quick programming note. Now, I get the occasional email, not very often, and so that's why I do want to get some feedback on this, and I'll talk more about this on Sunday. But I do get a little bit of the occasional feedback of people who tell me how far behind in shows they are, purely because I try to put out three shows a week, sometimes two, sometimes three. And I'm going to take a week off. Actually, I'm going to Alaska with the family. Not next week, but the week after. So a week from tonight will be the first show before the, or I'm sorry, the last show before the break. And really, I'm just going to take a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday off. So we'll miss four shows, but it'll give everybody a chance to catch up. And if you're one of those people that has no problem catching and keeping up with the show, then great. It gives you a chance to go back to some of those older shows and check them out. But I will have some, I'd like to get some feedback on the show. I haven't done a poll in a while, but I do want to kind of get a what do you like about the show, what do you not like about the show kind of thing going. And I'll have a special email address for that I'll give during the Sunday All Request show. But that said, if you do want to get in touch with me, feel free to any time of day. My mailbox is always open, my voicemail box is always open, and the forums and the weblog are always open. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address, 206-222-2683, or cover, as we like to say, is the phone line, and of course the weblogs and all that stuff that you know and love is at coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with the All Request Show, as usual. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.